Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18 plus, begambleaware.org, T's and C's apply.
Tuesday, the 26th of October, was a profoundly sad day for football, with the passing of the great Walter Smith at the age of 73, a career spent in Scotland and England, where he even had the honour of managing his national side. He will be noticeably remembered for the success and longevity he achieved at one club in particular, Rangers. 11 successful years spent at the helm at Ibrox, with 21 trophies, including 10 league titles to show for it. The achievements will be forever written in history, and so will Walter. But here on Talk Sport, we wanted to hear from those who knew him well and pay tribute to a phenomenal manager and an incredible man. Ali McCoist played under Walter and would go on to be his assistant manager with Scotland and Rangers. A special friendship was born between the pair.
He's the best, wasn't he? I mean, by some considerable distance, you know, for me. I was lucky enough to play under him for... So I was 17 when I first played under him in the Scottish youth team. You know, I was 17 years of age and in Monte Carlo. I can still remember locking him out in the balcony in Monte Carlo as a 17-year-old boy and him giving me that look. And I let him in kind of quickly, I have to inform you. But he was just, you know... When you say old school, if you'll allow me to say old school, because times have changed and times have moved on, and sometimes I do feel, in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases, we are just a little bit precious all of us. The one thing that Walter was, he was 100% honest and fair, absolutely honest and fair. Do you know what I mean? He was everything to a lot of folk, myself included. He was my boss, he was my coach, he was my second father. And then he turned into one of my best friends, to be honest with you, Jim. And the loss is absolutely incredible, to tell you the truth. However, I'm saying the good thing is, he's not in pain, you know, because we went to see Walter recently, and we spoke to Walter on Saturday, was going to go and see him on Sunday, clearly was too unwell. And we knew that, sadly, there's a inevitability about this horrible illness, and we did know that it would be only a matter of time. However, it still does not take away the pain.
Terry Butcher was a member of the Rangers squad when Walter was the assistant manager, and he remembers how special it was to work under him.
His humour was wicked, and it was really funny, really dry. He could be a fierce on the coaching field and on the football field with coaching. He could be fierce in the dugout, and he'd soon tell you if you were doing things wrong. But consequently, on the other hand, he would also tell you if you're doing things right, and he would come to you individually, put his arm around you and have a chat with you. And it was really nice just to get praise from Walter Smith, because he'd been there and done it all as a player, but more so as a coach and a manager.
Charlie Adams spent 6 years at Rangers and was managed by Walter. He was left stunned after hearing the news of his former manager's passing.
I was in shock, and it wasn't until really I got in my car and was driving home, I realised the impact that he made on the Scottish footballer. It was massive. And then you start driving and you're thinking about the good times that I had under him and the few tellings off that I had as well. So it was, it's a shock, but he's not in pain now. And Scottish football, the whole of the world has come together, and we have to mark this sad day with, fitting tribute.
Mark Warburton experienced firsthand the pressure of being Rangers manager when he accepted the job in 2015. During his tenure, he received support and guidance from Walter.
Yeah, he would come to the training ground, had a great office at the training ground, and he would come there, Jim, and he would sit and have a cup of coffee with you and talk through. And his frustrations about where the great club were at the time, and what they needed to do to get back, etc., were evident in every conversation he had with you. He also had a realisation of where the club was and what it had to do. And, you know, he would go for advice and support and talk about players and he'd talk about games. But always, Jim, it was always his love of the game and his love of the club that always shone through so brightly. Taken far too early, as I'm sure many will say. But yeah, he was a good friend, always there, a great sounding board. His passion for the club and for football in general always shone through in every conversation, Jim. So it truly is a very sad day.
Walter Smith spent his playing career with Dundee United and Dumbarton before retiring in 1980 with injury. While playing, he had shown an interest in coaching and began to develop his skills at Dundee under the watchful eye of manager Jim McLean. Before arriving at Rangers alongside Graham Souness, he already had a wealth of experience and success. Here's Scottish football reporter David Tanner.
I think he was a stand-up guy. You know, he was a real person of calibre. When he spoke, people did listen. But one of the interesting things about Walter is, despite all his success, and by the way, he had a hat full of trophies as assistant to Graham Souness, and he also won the title as assistant to Jim McLean at Dundee United as well. So he had experience of winning by the time he arrived at Rangers. But he, if he did have an ego, Walter Smith, he never ever showed it, which I think is quite remarkable when you see some of the egomaniacs who operate in football nowadays.
Coming up, we'll continue to reflect on the glorious managerial career of Walter Smith and celebrate the life of one of the all-time great British managers. Welcome back to a special TalkSport programme, where we are paying tribute to one of Britain's greatest ever football managers, Walter Smith. Following the appointment of Souness and Smith at Ibrox, Terry Butcher signed for Rangers and was immediately made captain. He remembers how well the pair worked together.
Graham used to do the team talk, and the team talk at Ibrox consisted of Graham Souness coming into the changing room 1:30, saying, very short, he just said, look, if your attitude's not right today, you'll lose the game. Make sure your attitude's right. And then he'd walk out. That was him every time. And then it was down to Walter to give the real team talk and give the information to the players and all the you know, the briefing. Very short, very sharp, very factual, very precise. This is what you do. This is what you have to do. Now go and do it. And he would tell you, he would be the one to tell you after the game. And Graham would come in and rant and rave sometimes, or like it or not. But Walter would come in and then just have a little word individually, go round the players in the dressing room and tell them and say things. And it was brilliant. They worked really, really well together. And Walter's obviously worked very well together with his staff that he got when he became manager. And he had some fantastic staff and fantastic people. He didn't want yes men. He just wanted people that were going to tell him as it was, what they thought. And he really appreciated that.
Following his experience at Dundee United as assistant manager and working with Sir Alex Ferguson during the 1986 World Cup with Scotland, Walter had hoped to become a manager in his own right. But when presented with an opportunity to join Graham Souness at Rangers, he couldn't turn it down.
You never know, you know, the twists and turns and what you're going to do. And as I say, everything that's happened to me has turned out well. I've got no complaints at all, but yes, it could have been other, say, twists and turns. But, you know, if I was going to leave Dundee United, I was hoping to go as a manager in my own right. But the call, when I got it from, initially, David Holmes, you know, was one that I couldn't turn down. And I must say, you know, the 5 years as Graham's assistant was as enjoyable 5 years as I've had in football.
Walter Smith was heavily appreciated by the Rangers players, as he was willing to offer support and advice in training, but would also spend time having fun with him off the pitch as well. Here's Terry Butcher.
We were on the bus in Italy for pre-season with Graham Souness. This was about 87, 88. And me and Chris, we used to have a Dirty Dozen night out where we'd go down to the village because we were at altitude. So we'd come down the hill And then go to this lovely Italian restaurant, obviously, and then have pasta and pizza and loads of beers and things like this. It was all you could drink. So it was great. So we were absolutely hammered. Got back on the bus to go home. Walter and Graham Sinessa at the front of the bus, obviously. Me and Chris Woods decided to stand back to back in the middle of the aisle of the bus. And we said to the players, right, come on, you know, give us your best shot. So we had our fists out and we said, look, you know, in the body shots, no head shots. So the players loved this because it was a fight after a night out. It was, wow, this is what you do. So the boys attacked us. And I always remember trying to fend them off. And then as Walter, I remember seeing Walter climbing the seats and getting over and throwing the punches at me and Woodsy. And he was connecting a few times as well, like the others. But honestly, it was such a laugh. And I remember putting Ian Durant down the back stairwell into the toilet area. And then the next day, we'd get up and we'd go out and Walter was there with Graves and Nash, and they'd laugh their heads off because there was cuts and bruises and everything else like that. But it was all a bit of fun and it was all just everybody in it together. And that's where Walter and Graham, but particularly Walter as well, he got in with the lads. He was one of the boys and one of the players and one of the, you know, he'd been there and done it. He knew what it was like. But there were times when he had to step back out and become a coach again. So we had utmost respect for him for that.
After 5 years as an assistant coach, the departure of Graham Souness to Liverpool gave Walter the opportunity that he'd been craving. He would take the reins as manager of Rangers, kick-starting his own incredible career. He would also have a profound effect on the careers of many, including Ali McCoist.
The one thing that Walter was, he was 100% honest and fair. Absolutely honest and fair. And if he said something to you, he wasn't saying it for effect, he was saying it for a reason. And he was saying it because it had to be said. And he was just the most genuine of men, you know, with, you know, as I say, hard, fair, honest, absolutely wicked, wicked sense of humour.
Yeah.
Wicked sense of humour. And just brilliant to be around. Brilliant to be around. He gave me the captaincy at Rangers when Big Goffey was injured. I mean, when was the last time a centre forward of Rangers was given the captaincy, you know? Just absolutely unbelievable human being.
As Walter made the step up from assistant coach to a manager, his players were left inspired by his intelligence and management skills. Here's Mark Hatley and Terry Butcher.
You can expect anything with Walter in charge. I mean, I was there. I was involved in 6 championships, and we, you know, we would come off some bad results, not many bad results, but he's inspirational. You know, he will talk to the collective, and we'll have a chat and throw it backwards and forwards. And he takes individuals to one side, reassuring. He's just a master at that. And as I say, you can come off one bad result, a shocking result, and then go and win 4 or 5 nil. I think that is the strength of the man. You know, with his intelligence of how to find a result in a time of need.
I remember going into the coaching room at Ibrox many times, having lost and been thumped. And he was very good. He was very humble, and he was very dignified. And he'd come over to me, and we'd just have a little chat about things about the game. And he would tell me about certain players did well. He liked this player, and you know, liked what we did. He said, "Just keep going, keep persevering. You know, you haven't got the players we've got, obviously, because we've got the money, and you haven't. So you know, you just got to keep doing what you're doing." And that meant so much more to me than the time when I went in when we'd beaten Rangers at Ibrox and towards the end of the season, and we'd beaten them 1-0. I had to virtually apologise to get in the room. I knocked on the door and I was like, sorry, Walter, even though we'd won. And it was a case of, and he just came in and he just said, no, well played, you know, you're far better than us. And, you know, I said, you'll still win the championship, Walter, that season. And they did. But it was, that's what it was like to go in. And it was like meeting the headmaster in many respects, but you know, it was so daunting. But then he made it so familiar and warm, and that was what he was like. He made you feel so special.
Walter Smith demanded his players show respect to staff, one another, but also to their opponents, including Celtic. Here's former midfielder at Rangers, Charlie Adam.
He was honest and genuine. He'd tell you how it was from what he felt, and that was what you would get from him. You get an honest conversation. But he was genuinely trying to help you. And I can also, one of the stories that I had with him was that we were playing Celtic in an Old Firm game, and we were winning 2-0. I'd scored, and I was, you know, a bit blasé. Thought I was the, you know, great on the pitch. You know, doing these no look passes and that. And I thought, oh, we'd won the game. Walked up the tunnel. Thought it was brilliant. Gets in the dressing room, and he comes barging in the door, smashes the tactics board in, and he said, "If you ever do this at this football club again and show no respect to our opponents, you'll be out this club as quick as you were in it." And that was just, and I was just like, wow. And then, you know, that just shows that you've got to respect your opponent. And that's what he was all about.
Respect was of real importance to Walter, which can be demonstrated further with this iconic story from Ali McCoist.
I scored a hat-trick in midweek, and Walter Smith dropped me for Marco Negri, and I did what any sensible adult footballer would do. I threw the toys right out the pram. And then at the weekend, Walter played started Marco, right? I was like, Walter's lost it. I said, he's a madman. He's a madman. I scored a hat-trick. He's leaving me. He's a madman. And Walter's brought me to come in. He says, I tell you how much you're a madman are. He says, you're no playing next week either.
And Trevor Stephen recalls an awkward dressing room encounter involving a pair of jeans.
We signed Basil Boling, who's a Champions League winner with Olympique de Marseille. So Basil comes into the dressing room on the first morning. He doesn't speak English particularly well. We had a tradition that we always wore a suit, shirt and tie, to training sessions, as well as games. So every day we'd turn up and like that. Basil obviously came in a pair of jeans and a T-shirt the first morning. And Walter clocked it when he came in to address the team. And he told Basil, "Where's your tie? Where's your jacket?" Of course, he hadn't told him. He says, "Well, tomorrow you come in tomorrow like everybody else, come in a shirt and tie." And he came in a jacket and his jeans. Walter clocked him again and sent him from the dressing room, sent him home. In front of all of us. It was one of those moments where you think, oh, you don't know what to say. I mean, this is a guy, he's an international player. Got all the medals, got all of that. Mm. And Walter just stood in front of him and said, "Out." That just showed you that he was stern and steadfast in his standards. And so that was the other side of Walter that is only really seen by the people who shared dressing rooms with him.
Coming up, we will hear more stories and memories as we remember a legendary figure in Scottish football, Walter Smith.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. There's a lot more to those 90 minutes than what goes down on the pitch. With the latest odds, form guides and expert opinions, you'll know the score with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. T's and C's apply.
Blue sea of my bros.
Welcome back to a special TalkSport programme where we are celebrating the life and paying tribute to the former Rangers and Scotland manager, Walter Smith. Despite managing their fiercest rivals, those associated with Celtic hold the utmost respect for Walter Smith and his achievements in the game. Here's former Celtic boss, Martin O'Neill.
He was in love with the football club because he was assistant as well to Jim, to Graham Souness as well. And he talked about those days. He's very funny in some of the stories he used to tell about the both of them. But overall, his achievements, you've just read them out there, they're absolutely terrific. He was in love with the football club, and to be perfectly honest, the football club was in love with him. He carried himself so well as well, too. I think the Celtic fans accepted the fact that he was a Rangers through and through. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, Jim. You know, he was, as I said earlier, he was in love with the football club, and the football club loved him as well, too. And I think Celtic fans respected that.
This acclaim and admiration for Walter from within the game and even at Celtic was noticed by his own former players, McCoist and Trevor Stephen.
Across the divide, make no mistake about it, you know. And when I say the divide, we love football rivalry. Everybody loves it, you know, as long as it's taken the right way. My phone's just incredible just now with Celtic friends and supporters, and
yes,
he was just a football man, you know, clearly a Rangers man, and you know, along with Mr. Struth, probably the greatest manager of all time in the club's history. And it'll take a wee while to sink in. I just, you know, I knew it was coming.
He did transcend the barriers and divides that are there, you know, with the followers of the teams. And what he did on that day, you know, we all went to Tommy Burns' funeral anyway. As a mark of respect. But Walter respected everyone. And I think, you know, he was a well-known face at events and dinners and award ceremonies because he was always asked to take part in these kind of things. And he did so with a smile and a humbleness and humility that was, you just could not like the guy.
In 1998, after 12 years spent as assistant and manager at Ibrox, Walter Smith left Glasgow and moved to Merseyside to pursue a new challenge in the Premier League with Everton. However, after three bottom table finishes, a run of poor results and rumoured discontent between Smith and the board, he was sacked after 4 years as Everton boss. He went on to spend time with fellow countryman Sir Alex Ferguson at Manchester United as assistant manager, even winning the FA Cup final in 2004. 7 months later, he would leave club football altogether as he became the Scotland national manager, where he would appoint his former player, Ali McCoist, as his assistant.
A sore loser, but appreciated losing, was part of the game and handled it all with so much dignity and class. Some of the happiest times ever we had. And, you know, as I say, unbelievably intelligent man. When he got the Scotland job, you know, he appointed myself and the late, great Tommy Burns as his assistants.
Yes.
And it was a brilliant move because straight away Tam, who was a great person to be around as well, and the biggest Celtic man you'd ever meet in your life, you know, it grabbed the whole imagination of the country. Obviously a Celtic man and a Rangers man, you know, running the country, running the football team in the country. It was just special times, and as I say, quality. You know, knew what was required and when it was required, whether it was a pat in the back, you know, a little G up, you know, a cuddle. He was just a proper human being.
During Walter's tenure with the national side, Scotland rose 70 places in the world rankings and even recorded a famous win over France in 2006. But after reported interest in a return to Rangers, he re-signed, ready to return to Ibrox for unfinished business, as told by Charlie Adam.
He would rather listen than actually talk about himself, because he was so humble, and you know, what he achieved was part of what his journey was. But he was more of a listener to everybody, and he'd like to hear everybody else's story. Like you say, having a glass of wine or a beer with him, you know, he was a really funny guy, and you know, you can have a good laugh with him, and the thing about if you ever had a problem with him, the problem had stopped as soon as the door had closed, if you'd come back from whatever, and that was it. He would never ever let it linger. He'd never ever hold it against you. He just moved on. And listen, he must have had to over the years with McCoist and Gascoigne and people like that, you know. So it's he was a wonderful man, and I think it's a fitting tribute. The tributes that are coming out are very, very fitting, and you know, he's well respected all over the world, and that sums the man up.
In 2008, Walter Smith led Rangers to their fourth European Cup final, an incredible night in Italy, which all boiled down to a penalty shootout. Nacho Novo would step up, knowing that if he scored, the UEFA Cup final would await, as Ali McCoist recalls.
Nacho Novo with one kick of the ball to take Rangers to Manchester. Manchester, brace yourself. Rangers are coming! Scotland will have its big night as well. Walter Smith has guided them to their fourth major European final.
I've got so many memories of Walter. Brilliant memories. Phenomenal memories of the man. And I'm not just talking about football, I'm talking about in the golf course at Turnberry at Loch Lomond, all these kind of things, having a glass of red, sitting with a glass of red and a bowl of pasta. The best, and I just used to listen and just absorb and take it all in. But I remember in Fiorentina in Florence, we played Fiorentina in the semi-final of the Europa League in 2008, and it went to penalties. And wee Nacho's going up to take a penalty, and he turned to me and he said, "What's the score?" Right, he didn't know the score of the penalties. And I looked at him as if I thought he was winding me up. I said, "Gaffer," I said, "if you don't know the score, if this ball hits the back of the net, you're about to find out the score." And of course, we naturally stuck the penalty away, and unbelievable. And the two of us were hugging, and it was a memory that I'll never ever forget.
Despite the rivalry between Celtic and Rangers and being on separate sides of Glasgow, Martin O'Neill had a tremendous amount of respect for Walter.
Obviously, we both had to stick up for our respective football clubs, and he kept telling me that Rangers was the best football club in the world, and I totally disagreed with that. And I told him, no, the one about 4 miles away was a better football club. But no, he was great company, Jim. He was really funny. He was he loved his music. I think the both of us shared that sort of passion as well too. And but really, and you enjoyed his company, just not for the sake because he was Walter Smith, but he was. I know a lot of people will say these particular things, talking about being down to earth, but he had a great way with people, no doubt at all about it, and he was. And when you were around the table, you wanted Smith to come and join you.
O'Neill isn't the only one to comment on Walter's music tastes, as Ali McCoist recalls a night at Hampden with his close pal.
I remember I took him to AC/DC. He didn't know what AC/DC were all about. I said, "Right, come on, you old man. We're going to Hampden to see AC/DC." And boy, did he enjoy that. Air guitars were out and everything. Angus Young was up on stage, and he just absolutely loved it. It was just great to be. Loved his music. I mean, was not having me in the punk rock era at all. I mean, it was the Beatles in the 60s or nothing. That was the era to be alive. You know, he loved his music. And really, really knowledgeable, Jim. You know, just fantastic company. We used to go away together and golf, and we used to take the girls away at Christmas for a couple of days, and there was music quizzes and sports quizzes and you name it. Just wonderful, wonderful memories.
And Lafferty's in already! He scored! Inside the first minute, Kyle Lafferty makes his presence felt yet again! Rangers on their way!
In 2011, after two spells and 11 years as manager of Rangers, Walter Smith would retire. His final game with the club secured Rangers' 54th championship title, the end of an era, and incredibly, the end of a successful era. Here's Walter.
It's always nice to be well thought of at any club that you've been at. And here I've had a lot of success. I've worked with a lot of good people over the years. It means everything. If you don't have a success, you'll not be here very long. So, you know, for me, I've had two spells that I've enjoyed enormously. I've supported the club since I was a boy. I just love being here, so I've made the decision to leave now, which I think is the right one.
They've done it! They've won it! Rangers are champions for the third year running, and trust Walter Smith to bow out like this. Another title, another trophy for a man who will take a very prominent place in the history of this famous club.
One thing about Walter, though, when he wanted something done, quite simply, he wasn't messing about. You had to do it. So I recall a time when Gazza went AWOL at Rangers. He came back to Scotland. I think he'd been in America, and that the world's media was camped outside Gascoigne's house. I was there with my own cameraman. I got on the intercom to the house and I said, "Gazza, it's Jim, let me in. I'm with a cameraman." And Gazza duly obliged. So when I went, we're in the kitchen and I'm thinking, I'm going to get this exclusive interview with Gascoigne. Gazza's phone rang and all of a sudden the colour drained from his face. It was Walter. Gazza handed me the phone. "Jim, it's Walter." I was like, "What? Don't give me the phone." But I took the phone and I said, "Walter, good evening. How are you?" Walter said, "Good evening. Get out now." And we did. Coming up, we'll look at the legacy that Walter has left on Scottish football and the impact he made on those who knew him.
O flower of Scotland, when will we see your like again?
Welcome back to a special TalkSport programme where we are reflecting on the legendary life and career of Walter Smith.
Hill and glen and stood against him. Proud Edward's army.
Walter Smith is Rangers' second most successful manager of all time, behind Bill Struth. And Mark Hatley believes he is one of the greatest of all time.
You look at Walter's record, I think this is his 10th title in 11 years of managing the team. It's just crazy. And I think if you throw in 11 Scottish and League Cups in all that lot, I think that's the sort of respect the man gets from everybody, not only the people in the footballing world, but people in general. You know, you talk about institutional people involved in Scotland. Walter Smith, I would say, absolutely one of the greatest managers of all time. Success rate, I think, only second in that stakes anyway. I think the fact that, whether he bought it with a lot of money in the 90s, where he bought all the Laudrups and the Gascoigne's in and did it that way. But he's proven now they can do it another way. He came to the club after Paul O'Gwen had been there and left the club in an absolute debacle of a state sort of stuff. And he's taken it up from there. No money, controversial surrounding the club for the last 3 years, ownership takeover. Under extreme pressure, and yet again, going for three on the trot. I think that speaks volumes for the man.
The outpouring of tributes in the days after his passing shows how respected Walter Smith is as a manager, but more so as a man. His achievements are there for all to see, and there is hope that he'll be further recognised for his service to Rangers. Here's Charlie Adam.
In due course, maybe a statue, because, listen, he's for us in this generation, I didn't know too much about Bill Struth, but he's the living legend of Rangers. Yeah. If you think about Rangers Football Club, you think about Walter Smith, and maybe a statue or naming a stand after him. I just think something like that will be down the line. But at the moment, I think the whole of Scottish football is in mourning because, like you say, you talk about the greats, Sir Alex, Walter, Jim McLean.
Yeah,
that was their army, really. Dick Campbell. That was their gang, really, and it's just really sad.
The memories from his Rangers tenure will be fondly remembered as he brought superstars in Brian Laudrup and Paul Gascoigne to Ibrox, putting Rangers and Scottish football front and centre on the international stage. Here's David Tanner.
I think he put Rangers and, by extension, Scottish football into another level in the 90s as manager. He got them, Rangers, to the inaugural Champions League. Hatley scored an unbelievable goal in the first couple of minutes at Elland Road. Mm-hmm. Ali McCoy's goal set up by Mark Catley is possibly the greatest Rangers goal of all time. It was an incredible goal. So for them to beat that star-studded Leeds team, they got into the Champions League, the first British team to do that. The Champions League star ball logo has 8 stars on it. One of them is Rangers for the inaugural teams. And the money they got from that paid for Brian Laudrup. And then England's best player, Paul Gascoigne, was persuaded by Walter Smith himself to swap Lazio for Rangers. So Scottish football's got a lot to thank him for, not least for the job he did in getting the Scottish football team its pride back after the disastrous Bertie Vogts era. A win against France at Hampden Park being one of the high points of that. So this is a proper football guy.
Walter Smith's association with Rangers is legendary, and his name is etched in football history. Former Rangers boss Mark Warburton is forever grateful to Walter for the support he received during his tenure.
I think the word legend is bandied around far too many times these days. But I think in Walter Smith, everyone would agree, a definite legend for Rangers and the game in general. And to be sitting there and having the privilege to that type of chat with him, his conversation, to pick his brains, his knowledge of the game, his knowledge of the club as well, was obviously, to me, a very, very special time. So, indeed, he helped me enormously and he will be sorely missed, that's for sure.
Walter Smith was loved and admired throughout the game. His personality was infectious, and there are many who will be thankful to have met him, including myself. Many who just were happy to know him and spent time in his company. None more so than his former player, his former assistant, and his great, great friend, Ali McCoist.
All I can think about is Ethel, Neil and Stephen, and those grandkids. All Walter would have wanted was another few years to go and watch those grandkids playing football and spend a lot of time with Jessica and them all. And sadly, that's the most painful thing for me right now. I mean, I could sit here and tell you about Walter Smith till the cows come home, about how good a manager, how good a, coach, how good a football man he was. He was probably the best husband, the best father, the best friend, everything you'd expect in a man. And it's a tragedy. I can't tell you how devastated, absolutely devastated. What a friend, what a pal. What a boss, what a husband, what a grandfather, what a dad. That's the message that this morning we should all be thinking about. These guys and Ethel have lost somebody so close to them, so special to them. And I just send them my love when I can feel their pain.
I had many dealings myself with Walter Smith, both in Scotland and in England. I always found him to be a fair man to deal with. If he said he was going to do something for you, he would do that something for you. If he said I could interview a player, then he would help lining up that player. Walter was straightforward. Walter was strong with opinion. But Walter was always, always there when you needed him to be. And his opinion was sought by everyone. That's what made him so respected. That is what made him Walter Smith. I shall miss him. I'll miss his judgment on the game. I'll miss his judgment on players. And I'll miss the crack with Walter. He was the best of company. Always the best of company. To Rangers, Walter Smith was a supporter, a figurehead, an inspiration for many in the footballing world. Smith understood Rangers. And they were a match made in heaven as the club reached new heights. But Walter Smith was so much more than just a manager. As Ali McCoist poignantly put it, what a friend, what a pal, what a husband, what a grandfather, what a dad. He will be forever remembered as a great of the game, but bigger than that, more important than that, the world has lost a great man in Walter Smith.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. Be gambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.